Hello, World Walkers. Yes, I'm talking to you. Welcome to World Talkers, an Evermore fan podcast. Lend us your ear, learn something new, and develop a mutual obsession. Goblins, dragons, charismatic executioners, and more await as we unravel the secrets that lay beyond the portal of Evermore.
Welcome to the woke-minded trio today. My name is Dan, or is it? These questions and more we're going to talk about. Introduce yourself, fellow woke-minded individuals.
Hello, everyone. My name is Wyatt, and today we're going to go on a journey of intelligence, of information, and of pure information distilling from the dews of purity itself.
And I am Skylar. I am not, I expressly will say this again, I am not a lizard person. That is not the reason. My scaly face cannot create good facial features behind my skin mask, which is often why I look deadpan in all of the photos when I am with you. It's not true. It's false.
Get ready to open your third eyes. Be ready to confront the Greys, the Lemurians, the Martians, whomever it is that you wish to confront. Personally, right now, I'm fighting a battle against the Greys. They're not the Greys from Evermore. No, like the aliens, the Greys. That's an entirely different subject, but they're coming for me, and I'm afraid. But I guess we want to help you, our listener, understand that there's more to what meets the eye of what's happening in Evermore. We want to expand your minds, let you tap into the blocked off chakras that the government's trying to put on you with breathing in the COVID, locking down your potential. So get ready. Get ready. Everybody get into a energy reception pose. If you're at home,
yes, yes.
Just tighten your entire body. Clench your glutes. And now release. Now release. Feel my energy. All right. Now we're going to talk about the first thing on the docket for today. So, what's the first thing on the docket? This is a good question. So, my friends, our listeners, I want you to go to Google, go online, and search for maps of the world. Oh, are you there? Start searching as far back as, I don't know, 1643, an arbitrary year. Look at England for me. Scroll in. Zoom in. Try to find Evermore for me. Go to 1644. 1645.
I'm not finding it, Dan.
Try to find Evermore for me.
I'm not finding it, Dan.
Oh, this is so curious.
I have scrolled all the way through every single year to the year 2020 in which we now reside. And I cannot find the city of Evermore on a map.
Where is it?
Yep.
Where is it? Where are you hiding it?
Where is Evermore?
Is this an Atlantis ordeal? Is the English Channel where you have buried Evermore, England?
Where is it?
Why? Where are you hiding it?
Why are you hiding it? Why? Why are you hiding this information from us, government?
You know what my thoughts are?
What?
The Queen knows what's up. The Queen's a revolutionary. She established Evermore's reopening with this quote-unquote portal cycle. Quote-unquote, I'll say it again, portal cycle. Where she could orchestrate from behind the scenes the immortal Queen Elizabeth. An attempt to spy on Americans as they travel through the portal in Pleasant Grove, Utah, the unassuming folk certainly would not catch on to her evil schemes. But we did.
We did.
And we know what you want to do, Queenie Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. So get ready for the firestorm, Elizabeth.
It's obvious. It all goes back to the Revolutionary War. It all goes back to 1776. That's right. The Declaration of Independence is what kicked off this whole thing. Queen Elizabeth wasn't alive then. I'm calling a whole lot of malarkey on that one. Why? Let me tell you. We go to Percy Shelley, poet, poet laureate, and their poet Ozymandias. What does it read? How does it read? King of kings, look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair. That is right. England, the queen, has set up Ozymandias of Evermore.
Of Evermore?
To take over as King of America. It's all there, folks.
The signs are there.
The signs are there.
Wake up. Wake up,
you sheeple.
It's all obvious. The plans are laid out on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Certainly.
An invisible map, if you will.
It is clear. They've established Evermore as a place where they could learn about our pursuit of love and loss, our reactions to chaos and order, the way we orchestrate civil war, the way we combat revolutionary mindsets, and the way we silence the people. That's right. This has been a petri dish of conquering America.
The OTG? Truly the one true government of Britain. Queen Elizabeth herself been spying on the American people for decades, for centuries, learning our ways, understanding our culture, our thoughts, our war tactics.
And you better believe that when history books are rewritten due to this time-traveling conspiracy that we have brought before you today, that the English will be wearing wolfskins and calling themselves the Ulfenventeri, which is obviously a much cooler name than the British.
And we will immediately trust them.
Yes.
So, get ready for your history books to be rewritten, or you can combat what they're doing. You can write into your congressman and let them know how you're feeling about the issues that are going on in your communities and, like, be active in, like, civil discourse.
Very, very important to reach out and be a part of the discussion. Really,
yeah, absolutely.
Figure it out.
I mean, like, hey, like,
be part of the legalistic process.
If you haven't participated in a march or a sit-in or something like that, I highly recommend it. It can be intensely liberating. So I would just say, hey, like, let's go to Congress, march on Evermore. Or like, we can go to England and try to do a sit-in with the Queen or against her, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Evil Queen Elizabeth.
It is most certainly a ploy. They have set up this farce as Evermore is a place of business, a place of fantasy, but it is real. This is a real place. These are real portals. These are real things.
Yes.
And they've established,
yes.
and you think, "Oh, well, I've connected with the actors outside of the park." You have been deceived.
You have been deceived indeed.
These are their cover identities, you fool.
Oh, I'm going to join the Elven Rangers. No, you have just joined the 117th Scout Regiment of Her Royal Majesty's Highness Army.
Did you not learn your lesson with Badger?
Did you not learn?
They can hide beneath who they truly are.
All of them are wearing disguises.
Do you understand? Give me a nod if you understand, listener. I will feel these vibrations from the past, from your future.
Nod passionately.
I feel your nods. We can move on.
As a real quick shower thought to that, though, in that case, wouldn't everyone in the town be a member of the acting troupe?
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, that's...
Oh. Shoot.
I don't like thinking about that. That's...
Oh, that kind of broke me. Dig it.
Oh.
No, you're, everyone is a member of the acting troupe. Yeah, the whole park, everybody.
So you say that shower thought broke you, Wyatt.
Yeah.
You know what else is broken?
What?
Time traveling
rules. Time is broken.
Any layman could enter into Evermore and observe a handful of oddities that have, are widespread, quite frankly, throughout the park. Advanced technologies for processing credit and debit cards.
Hmm?
I don't recall that being from England in the 1800s.
Electricity machines aren't even invented yet.
Well, I don't know when electricity was invented.
I don't know either.
Certainly not to the degree that these machines would need, I don't think.
No, don't even think Ben Franklin did the old key on the kite experiment back in the dizzy.
When did this happen, Daniel?
I suppose electricity was around as from the beginning of an atmosphere on Earth.
Ah, I said electricity machines.
But in terms of controlling the flow of electrons through copper wires and things, I guess Alessandro Volta discovered that they could use chemical reactions and produce electricity as early as the 1800s. As early as the 1800s, specifically. But
Not to this degree of complexity.
Not to banking systems. Not to putting money in account transfers and wires.
Wireless transfers, even potentially. I didn't get a chance to investigate those access points as thoroughly as I wish I could have.
Who explained QR codes to Evermore? Because I don't understand them. How do they work? What is a QR code? What does QR mean? Why do all of them look all splotchy and strange and make me feel weird emotions? Almost like they're kind of a Rorschach test that are like testing the inner limits of my sanity. And why is everyone I look at kind of a demon? And why do they make me want to... What?
You're okay. Hey. No. Hey, let's come back. Let's come back. That is right.
Money,
because this is about Evermore.
Oh, right. This is about Evermore.
Yeah,
money.
Yeah. That's back to focusing my energies. The Greys are going to get me. The Greys are going to get me. The Greys are going
lizard,
to get
lizard
me.
People are here. Lizard people are here.
How do they transfer money from cards, from pieces of plastic, in a society that has yet to invent the electricity used propelled microns?
This is another move in which the government, Queen Elizabeth, is attempting to gain money to fund her armies for when she comes and wins the Revolutionary War. But my money on my money.
Your money?
Good. Unintentional. My money on who brought these machines specifically in is Boris. And why is that?
Boris?
Because Boris is king of the bugs.
The bugs?
We learned that back during Aurora of 2018, that Boris was the king of the bugs. And it's just it's a very good thing to think about, because why does the processing of cards take a while in the past? Because of bugs.
Bugs in the system.
Bugs in the system.
And he has claimed to be their king.
Boris is in control. Boris is in control of processing your debit and credit cards.
He's controlling all the transactions that occur within Evermore. All financial transactions.
And potentially the world, but we won't go there just yet. That's something that we're still looking into.
But regardless, even in Evermore, I can almost guarantee that he's skimming off the top. You cannot trust these people. They have set up this shadow farce. We cannot give in to it. They will go to any depths to destroy us.
Yes.
Now, when Sykes got arrested, it was Boris that was coming down on him with a righteous fury. When Violet was alleged to be arrested for conspiracy, it was Boris that levied the charges against her.
She knew the truth. She was going to out him, her and Sykes.
He had to act quickly. Furthermore, his talk of portals being nonsense, it only makes sense if you look at it like this. He was from the future, where all portals were fully integrated into society anyway. Why were people making such a fuss about him back in the past? He knew exactly what was going on. He didn't want to tell anybody. He wanted to play him down. They're quote-unquote nonsense. I see straight through your facade, Boris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boris is in charge of Evermore.
Under the Queen of England herself.
Possibly so.
Indeed. I'm actually curious. Maybe they aren't. Maybe they are separated, because maybe Boris is from the far, far future.
I believe that Boris is acting in his own interest.
I mean, certainly still not good for us.
He knew, obviously he is from a future where England has conquered the earth anyway, starting with America through Pleasant Grove, Utah, through Evermore.
Very good staging point. There's obviously a lot of resources.
Lots of natural resources.
The NSA is in the mountains here, so it's a very good place to
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
The hills have eyes and ears. Mm-hmm. Who'd have thunk? But, he read his history books as a young boy in the future. He knew, Queen Elizabeth, long may she reign, supreme overlord Elizabeth. Yes, yes, yes. I am going to ride her success. I am going to conquer Evermore jointly with her, in my own way, silently from the shadows, with credit and debit card transactions and QR codes. I still don't get them. Can somebody DM me? Anyone, please, I need to know, because this is hurting me that I don't understand what QR codes are. I don't know where they started, who thought them up. What is it?
Daniel?
Come back.
Barcodes have stripes. Why are these boxes?
Come back.
Why do we have to go away from stripes?
It's okay. How about you come back to us and you read the next shower thought that you have for us.
Give us a shower thought.
Yeah.
Give us a
shower thought. Shower.
Give us a shower thought.
Shower thought by Dan. The Black Arts have a very poor understanding of what makes good cardiovascular health.
Jasper is eating a ton of bread.
Right.
Yeah.
Loads.
Yeah. Their name is Black Hearts. Hearts are not black.
And
Hearts should not be black ever.
If they are, there's serious issues. There are underlying issues with your health that need to be dealt with.
Yes.
If you are not already very, very dead.
Yes.
In which case, the Black Hearts would be hunting you. Oh.
Whoa.
Do they hunt themselves?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a whole cycle that they've set up and they've rigged it.
We start with the life of a black heart. Healthy boy, goes unhealthy, turns into dead, undead, goes and it gets hunted by another black heart who then dies and becomes undead, and then they hunt each other. And it's just like a constant state of hunting each other over and over again because the black hearts can't manage their own health. It's literally in their name.
I look to Zombieland for all of my rules for life. Number one rule there, cardio.
Absolutely.
Very important. Very important.
Like King Ozymandias understands cardiovascular health. I see him walking those laps around the park. But the black hearts are just sitting there. Not being healthy. How are you going to chase down a monster if you're not being healthy with your hearts? Come on, Black Hearts.
Yeah, are they ever training? They're just like drinking.
I never seen them train.
Eating on the constant.
It's frankly shocking and appalling. And I feel as though they're drafting people into their ranks is just kind of unresponsible with the level of the degree of recklessness that it must take for them to do what they do. It is just shameful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What is our next conspiracy?
I think this one is probably one of the biggest ones, and as such, Daniel has done the most research into it. Obviously, we will probably have comments to discuss afterward, but I think it best if you please share this with the people. It is of vital importance.
This is probably the biggest conspiracy we have.
Buckle in, because it's a small world after all. Why? Because Otis is actually a part of the Disney timeline. That's right, he's Scrooge McDuck's father.
What?
And I just peaked our microphones real good. I hope your ears enjoyed it. Otis is a Greco-Germanic name. Consensus on its meaning circles around a few terms. Prosperity, fortune, and wealth. Oh, but Daniel, this can't possibly be, because Scrooge was in a remake of The Christmas Carol, which was set in 1843. Oh, but you are still so wrong. In the one-page document, What an Occasion, by Carl Banks, the canonical backbone for Scrooge McDuck, it is revealed that he was born in 1867. So your thoughts on A Christmas Carol being a canonical backbone for Scrooge McDuck's character is actually farcical in and of itself. So, I hope you enjoy that. Think about it. What's more likely is that Otis, a powerful and wizened ruler, spent time away from his rightful kingdom of England in the one place that would give him free passage, Scotland, wherein he was adopted in by the MacDougall clan, as he is very obviously represented as the stranger that the name MacDougall refers to in the Gaelic tongue. Furthermore, the tartan pattern on the king's guard appears to be a modified version of the MacDougall tartan, allowing for the expected duck ruler variations common at the time. So we would have to assume that in the year 1867, Otis would have been between 36 and 38, as was the average age of parents from the early 1800s to the mid-1900s, placing his own birth closer to the, 1830s, meaning by the 1880s, wherein we find Evermore, he is now in his late 50s, well beyond the life expectancy of a human being. But Otis very well may be a shifter, so this would likely allow him a prolonged life. Certainly plenty of time for him to observe the follies of man, improve upon their failures, and amass a fortune, but plenty of time for him to have a falling out with his very own son, a certain Scrooge. Scrooge left Scotland at the age of 13 to America in order to pave his own way, forsaking his father and changing his last name from MacDougall to McDuck. The only logical conclusion. Though initially destitute, he craved the cush life he once lived in Scotland and became a tycoon unto himself. Losing his son triggered something deep in Otis. He needed to act soon. So, bringing his most loyal guard, he came to Evermore, a place in need of a stable king and financial backing. Why? Because Queen Elizabeth was going to ruin all of it. This would have only happened if, and only if, Scrooge McDuck was his son. That's the only thing that makes sense. Think about it, think about it, think about it, think about it. When are you going to confirm this, Evermore? I've written to you 15 times regarding this issue, and I have had no responses. Come on. Info@evermore.com. Conspiracytheory@evermore.com. What in the world is going on with
Evermore
Scrooge
theories
McDuck at evermore.com? Evermore Theories and Spoilers, the Facebook fan page, has been quashing my research and investigations. Every time I post about it, they delete it within milliseconds. It seems as though they must have, an algorithm that is tracking my posts, and whenever it sees the word MacDuck, it is immediately taken down, because this is the truth. This is reality. Otis is in the Disney timeline. Think about it.
Wake up. Wake up.
QR codes.
No, not the QR codes.
My heart rate.
But really, think about it.
My biggest thing here is that now that if this is the case, and Otis is in fact, come to this timeline to be this king, he is combating Queen Elizabeth. So
absolutely, he is.
In a way, we could potentially have him on our side, but of course, he'll ultimately betray us because he is most certainly in cahoots with Boris. Why else do you think he got so much money? Also Scrooge McDuck. He's got those connections.
Boris. Oh my goodness. Boris is bankrolling Scrooge McDuck. This is Otis's kindness to his son.
Oh, it's beautifully manipulative. I love it.
He is still reaching out to his beloved son, whom he could never truly forsake, though the son forsook the father. Oh, my goodness. Boris, you are a man of charity and kindness. I see this now.
Yes.
You are merely an aid to a longing father. What do ducks like to eat? Bugs, I assume. So it makes sense.
He's the king of the bugs.
I'm gonna Google this really quick, and we're going to do this live. Do ducks eat bugs? ? Insects. Ducks will eat just about any insect or bug. Totally makes sense.
Yes.
Boris, king of the bugs, would obviously be in cahoots with Duck King.
Yes. Yep.
Yep, that makes more sense.
Both have brushed up on their history on Queen Elizabeth's future tyranny over the American people and have come to save the day and save their relationship with Scrooge McDuck.
Maybe that's the true purpose of why Boris returned to the past, in order to help Scrooge McDuck and Otis reunite as family, because he's a distant cousin, perhaps. Or relative, I don't know, considering the fact that Otis could be a shifter. Maybe Boris is a shifter as well, so that when he is king of the bugs, he can also literally transform into a bug. I don't know how shifting works. I am just in one stable lizard body, body.
Here. We rearrange the letters of Boris's name. It turns into Robis, Robin, only one letter away from another bird, duck. They're in cahoots. They're the one and the same.
Furthermore, Boris starts with a B. What else starts with a B? Bug. Beetle. More bugs start with B. Google it. I just did. I see a long list of them. They're all there, and I see them.
All of them are eaten by who?
Ducks. Every single one.
Yes.
You're mind blown yet?
Huh? You're mind blown yet? Wake up, sheeple. Wake up. Wake up, quack people. Duck people. Wake up, you quackheads.
That is that's accepted. That's passable.
Yeah, that one's
that's
pretty
passable.
That was
I'll, good I'll, one. I'll give. Right. I'll, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah,
let me redeem myself. Shower thought. You guys ready?
Yeah. Go for it. Blow my mind.
All right. If a world walker plays basketball, are they considered a globetrotter?
Ooh, countless Scooby-Doo specials. Oh, with the globetrotters are running through my memory.
Mystery. Evermore, Mystery Machine, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo is part of the universe.
Absolutely. It's not a question. Scooby is a talking animal.
A talking dog. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. We have talking ducks. Otis talks. Otis speaks.
Yep.
And as we are all well aware, Shaggy is an omnipotent force. I can only assume that, oh my goodness, Shaggy, in his incarnate form, what was he here for? He was studying something, surely. A human's gluttony? I can only assume that he returned to the university.
He's a scholar!
That makes... He's a Trapaliary.
In fact, I believe he is Cornelius. He had his mind wiped and taken from him. Why? Because he was a young initiate student at the university. And what happens to a young student when they return to the university? They have their mind wiped. It only makes sense.
Yes. Yes.
Consider it.
Mystery Machine.
Science rules.
Also, another thing to think about. Why the name Evermore?
I personally like to think that it's just because it has some really fun rhymes that you can do with the name. For example, never wore whatever you're hiding in that cellar door.
Okay. I actually do like that. That kind of let me give it this go. Sever four manticores, really, mother, what a bore!
I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
What's the haiku?
Slam poetry. I'm going to give you some snaps. Mm-hmm. ASMR.
Oh,
ASMR
I've got one. Going to the leather store just in case my tether tore.
Very good. These are definitely fun.
Is this the tether to reality? Is this the tether to
the tether that holds me to Evermore? I have four tethers: red, light, life, and dream.
Oh, curious. Yeah. Very interesting. Yes. Another one. This one is about a certain man I once knew, Trevor Moore, who discovered the secrets of intergalactic travel. Trevor Moore discovered lore that let mankind craft a stellar core. Thank you. Everyone. Thank you. I'm giving myself snaps. Thank you. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, something to just consider there, and let rhyming with Evermore destroy the rest of your day. Send us your favorite Evermore rhyme. And also, if you have any information about QR codes.
No, don't send those to Dan, please. It will hurt him.
How about to
jump off to a separate topic?
Okay.
Another right. shower thought
yes.
for you,
okay.
of course.
Yes, shower thought.
The coronavirus is actually Dimitri.
Vampire sucking energy,
Sucks energy, fatigue, fever, coughing. Yes.
We're all doomed.
Yes, we are all doomed.
Oh.
He has escaped into the atmosphere. This thing has gone. Dimitri has gone airborne.
Dimitri's gone airborne. I guess, and I mean, if he was a vampire and took the form of a bat and let himself be
eaten by a man in China,
I suppose that would only check out. And I suppose just as a COVID-19 update, just make sure that you're doing your due diligence, washing your hand for 20 seconds, use soap and water, warm water preferably. Make sure you're social distancing. Limit your time outdoors. If you have loved ones that are sort of at risk populations, as it were, if they're immunocompromised, if they're elderly, if they're very young, just make sure that you know you're doing this not only for yourself but for them,
and also so that you don't let Dimitri win. We obviously that is yes. most important.
Yes. Yes. No. Yes, yes. That is that is crucial.
Don't let Dimitri in.
We may think that we've had some people recover from Dimitri, but he's just stabilized in their body.
This next point is of particular interest to me, considering that I cannot be challenged by other creatures of such magnitude. I have four words. Where are the dragons? Where are they?
Where are the dragons?
Where are the dragons, Evermore?
Evermore. Where are the dragons?
Think about it. Think about it. We know they're real. We've seen them. We've seen them in the past. We've seen both Aelin and Ildrax, and we've seen Siladras. They are 100% real.
Yes.
Real dragons.
Yes.
Why have you taken them from us? Where have you sequestered them? Where have you hidden them? My people want to know. Our people want to know.
And don't give us this malarkey. Don't give us this baloney that they're in Dragon's Keep Hold. Dragonhaven. They can't off it for months at a time. So it's been almost a whole year. A whole year since we've seen the dragons. You can't tell me that all five of them, 12 of them, can't eat anything in that. No.
Specifically, because we have seen how rapidly Aelin and Ildrax have grown yes. in their time.
Yes.
Just in between even months, you can come back and you would see them be like, oh, look, they've grown.
Yes.
You dare claim that the dragon trainers ran off with their dragons to France? Why would they do this thing? Why would they do this thing? I did not recall that the dragons imbibed pastries.
They are allergic to cheese.
What do they want? A croque monsieur? Do they want a pomme de terre? That is French for potato.
Oh, nice.
But what were you thinking, Evermore?
Yeah, they do not want a baguette.
I do not think a dragon would survive on your baguettes and your escargot. So, I mean, like, where are the dragons? You mount their heads on your walls proudly.
And I think yes. from that conclusion, we can obviously determine that they are against people who are scaled.
Skylar, why did I just see your eyes blink
sideways? I mean, one of my light bulbs did just go out. The trick of the light.
Might have just been like a reflection off the contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in yes. your eyes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not wearing contacts.
Again, the
just
light.
Trick of the light. Yep, light bulb. Oh, no, yes, continue yep. with your thought.
They are obviously against scaled folk and those that protect the scaled folk. While as I don't like dragons, they run around and like, oh, look at me. I have wings. And even wyverns, they're like, ha-ha, look, I could fly. Why you gotta rub it in my face? Like I get that, but like they don't deserve to be mounted on the wall to be kept in their slave encampments. That obviously the conclusion through the history has shown that scaled people are sequestered and made slaves by humankind.
They are frequently oppressed, despite being those that inspired and constructed the pyramids.
Yes,
it's true.
Yes,
it's true. I was there.
You've studied the history well enough to, yeah. as though like you have experienced it that you were there?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I am there with you in this conversation at present.
I appreciate the clarification.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Where are the dragons, Evermore? And why are you keeping them secret? Why all the mystery? Why all this corruption, Evermore?
Why? Who can tell?
Hashtag free the dragons.
Hashtag free the dragons.
Hashtag free the dragons.
Hashtag free the dragons.
Another shower thought coming your way, my dudes. You guys ready for this one?
Always.
Yes.
Okay.
When Aron was infected with the Dark Blood Plague, he was, in fact, the Darkest Knight.
Hmm.
That's very interesting.
I mean, I like that that's a play on words with the knight, which was called the Darkest Knight, as in N-I-G-H-T, wherein there were a lot of bad things happened in Evermore during lore 2019. But now you were saying that is the Darkest Knight, as in K-N-I-G-H-T.
No. I'm saying he is the Darkest N-I-G-H-T.
Oh, curious.
Yes. He became the personification of darkness itself. He became one with it.
He was the darkest knight.
So are you saying that when we look up to the sky, we can see Aron in all of his greatness?
Yes.
And glory?
Yes.
In the darkest night?
We did, once.
Just once?
Yes.
Ah.
Ah.
He manifested himself like unto Fred when he turned into the fog, except Aron turned into the dark.
This is curious. I wonder if it was Vincent van Gogh who best captured Aron in his
portrayal of Starry Night.
Yes.
The potential of time travels is rather large.
Yes.
Who knows the reaching impacts that this has had upon our history, upon our art, our
society?
I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it was Van Gogh who cut off his ear to send it to Gudrun Grey. Although some say he cut it off to give it to an individual who sold their services for earthly pleasures, but I wonder if those earthly pleasures were knowledge about history from Gudrun Grey.
Gudrun Grey.
It only makes sense.
I'm feeling like questions. Feeling like we need some questions. Let's get some questions.
Almost like a change of
change from night to day?
Yeah, like a shift away from weird Evermore conspiracies and shower thoughts kind of lighter conversation.
To lighter conversation.
This has obviously been very heavy and all 100% factual.
100%.
Except for the fact that I am a lizard person. That is once again a lie, a complete and total sham.
Yes,
fabrication.
Don't believe it, you quackheads.
But what is clearly absolutely true is I do not understand QR codes.
Okay.
And that's the real reason why we're moving on to other questions.
We need to move on because if it's brought up once more, it will hurt him. It will hurt.
If we believe in the farcical land that is Evermore and the fact that it is indeed fantasy, and
which it is not,
because the reality is that it is real. They are time travelers come back to learn the most that they can in order to stage an invasion upon the land
through Pleasant Grove, Utah.
But if you believe that it is just fantasies and stories, how would you build the following characters in D&D?
Ah, Dungeons and Dragons?
Yes.
Famous role-playing game system by Wizards of the Coast?
Yes.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Curious question that you have asked.
Yes.
But what are the characters?
So the characters are as followed. Briefly, we'll go over all of them real quick. Just we were thinking some really good ones would be Imelda, Gazer, Lady Violet, and then Maxwell, Morgan, Maxwell Milsom, Meriwether Maxwell Morgan Milsom, and all the subsequent names. Necromantic Master Meriwether Maxwell Morgan Milsom.
Revenant Maxwell Meriwether Morgan Wilson.
You said words, but none of those were like actually accurate.
The man
which
of
was
many
amazing.
The man of many names.
The man
and
of
murders.
Many M names.
Yes.
Yes. So if you are interested in creating these characters in D&D or you would like to bring Evermore into your role-playing games, we just thought we'd have a little fun here and discuss that, how we would craft them and potentially use them in systems that are not a live interactive fantasy theme park. So, I mean, starting with Imelda, we know that she is a witch. She's a coven member. She's got abjuration magic. So I would have to say that she would have wizard levels, probably quite a few, and like
abjuration.
Be in the school of abjuration. But I mean, I feel like all of these people, I would multi-class them in some way, yes, shape, or form.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not certain what else I would give to Imelda.
I want
to
give Imelda some levels in sorcerer for some reason, because I feel like there's an innate magic in Imelda that I think could really shine through and be interesting.
Potentially a racial trait, considering her fairy origins.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, definitely. She has some of that innate casting anyways.
Yeah.
That could potentially circumvent
some wizard and sorcerer in there.
The multi-classing there.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Very interesting.
What about our friend Gazer?
I mean, for me, I would say I would start him off as a rogue with a few levels in rogue to get him to the level 3 where he could take the swashbuckler archetype.
Yes.
As I feel like that fits for all of our pirate friends. And then I would also multi-class him into some of the like unofficial stuff for 5th edition Dungeons and Dragons, but that was produced by Wizards of the Coast. And that's the Mystic class that has access to psionic abilities, things that are akin to magic and almost indiscernible from magic, but have a different origin and kind of function in their own way. Because like every time we've interacted with Gazer, it's like this guy's got weird magic, but it feels different from the other magic we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems more.
I just, as a side note, not even really related to the D&D sheet, Gazer is super cool.
Yes, absolutely.
He's so fascinating to talk to.
I'm actually going to disagree. I do like Swashbuckler and Rogue. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to replace Mystic and go a little more classic and go for a Warlock because of his relationship
with the Last Shackle. Magic is...
And that would be his patron would be the Last Shackle.
And I mean, he could be in three. He could multi-class into three. Yeah, he could
into Mystic and grab that as well, but... I do like the relationship between the Last Shackle. I would give him at least a couple levels.
I wholeheartedly agree there. Yeah, agree. That is very curious.
I like that a lot.
Hmm. I dig it. But no, yes, Gazer is a very interesting character to us. We've discussed him frequently, and we're like, the man has so much to offer. He is an enigma, and I wish I got the chance to speak to him more. It's just that like all of the big story beats happening in Aurora were like happening away from Gazer, or at least wherever I was, like Gazer was not, and I did not get to interact with him nearly as much as I could. But I mean, I legitimately think that Gazer might be one of the most powerful beings in the park presently,
or could potentially become one once he understands his psionic abilities more.
Like there's something to the guy where I'm like, he's got some stuff up his piratey sleeves.
Uh-huh.
This guy. I like this guy.
Okay. Let's move on to Lady Violet. I would like to posit that Violet would be a bard.
A bard?
She often was putting on a performance, an act, to be very serious and very stern. But once you actually get to know her, she's very fun-loving and an absolutely fantastic singer. I think it fits.
Inspirational would be buffing and supporting those around her. Bard fits.
Yeah, so maybe not in like the traditional sense in which you imagine a bard, but certainly... Yes.
Yeah.
I would also say, just because I think Violet is a character that has some bite and some fight in her.
Yes.
I would probably give her some levels in fighter as well.
I was going to suggest the same thing.
Whether or not she's actively fighting with a sword or whatever, like that withstanding, like she stands up for herself and like will get into those tussles, as it were.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a bard fighter, or I don't know.
Very high charisma for certain.
Very high charisma.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the best. That's the only way I can think of it too. Perhaps, and this is kind of a stretch, not necessarily, it would fit more mechanically than it would thematically, but perhaps rogue taking spy, going masterclass.
For a second,
spy.
I was like, are you going to say a druid barbarian? No,
a druid barbarian. No, I was thinking take rogue and specialize in the spy. Or I think there's...
I mean, like there's...
Like the mastermind. Like, or,
there's the spy background. But,
yes,
but
spy background.
But the rogue mastermind.
Yeah, but the idea of like charismatic, but yet is able to handle a sword with finesse, is able to be scrappy, not super strong, not super big, but very cunning, very crafty.
I would say that might be a more solid alternative... Storytelling wise,
yes.
In terms of what that class is going to offer, yeah. I would say mastermind, or even potentially like the, I want to say it's like the investigator or rogue, or it's the other one after mastermind in Xanathar's Guide to Everything, where they do a lot of stuff with insight, where they're just kind of reading into the nature of those around him, just kind of. Understanding what's going on so that they can best move a plot forwards, which is something that I think Violet was doing very frequently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now on to Maxwell Milsom, a necromancer.
I mean, I think obviously a necromancer.
I mean, obviously a wizard with the school of necromancy.
Yeah.
But I will say this, one of the frequent discussions about Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition is that the necromancer school is not as strong as people want it to be, and that clerics can actually be more effective necromancers once you get them to a certain level. Like, if you did like a necromancer of death, like you can do a lot more weird, crazy stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if Maxwell is necessarily functioning for a god or like worshipful in that way where he is getting power from somebody, but I mean,
what
he's
about,
effective.
What about this? What if in this scenario his god is himself, and through sheer willpower he's been granting himself?
Ooh.
Just through like the sheer willpower of desiring knowledge.
I am my own god. That's very interesting.
Kind of metal.
That is curious.
I'd supplement whatever necromancy, either cleric or wizard, I'd supplement that with some rogue assassin.
Rogue assassin?
With
for
rogue,
sure, skis.
Rogue specialization assassin.
I feel like Maxwell, Morgan Milsom, Merriweather,
Revenant.
Murderous.
Thomas.
Meany. I definitely think he's worn a few people's faces. So, I mean, I would say Rogue Assassin works great. He and Hannibal Lecter would get along very, very well. Hello, Clarice.
Yeah. And if you like us kind of trying to postulate your favorite characters into D&D, give us a few more. Give us a few ideas of who you'd like to see. This was a fun exercise that we liked doing. So let us know if you'd like to hear some more.
It helps us get into the mindset so that we can take them down before they take over the world.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Soon we're going to be statting Queen Elizabeth herself. No, we won't do that.
How about this? Once again, if you believe in the fantasy farcical realm that is Evermore, as they have presented it,
but it's not,
as a fraud,
it's a real.
That is real.
It's real.
If you could bring one of those townsfolk, one of those characters from Evermore into our world for a day, who would it be and what would you show them?
Okay, knowing that Evermore is a real place and that there is a giant government conspiracy for the Queen of England to take over America, I will do my very best and protect America's interests by bringing Sir Philip Humphrey into the world and showing him email. Showing him that his position does not matter.
Ooh.
Showing him that
because
America is strong.
America.
That we don't need Great Britain's tyranny.
Oh my goodness. All right. That's an option. That's good. That's good. I like that.
Thank you.
If we're going in that vein, I think I would choose Gudrun Grey. And then I would just, I mean, Google. Look at this. Gudrun. This is called Google. Holy crap. Gudrun founded Google.
That's it's a G Google. Gudrun Gray.
GG. Good game, sir. You have discovered the hidden secrets.
There it is. That's
Gudrid Grey as Google.
Gudrid Grey as Google
is also a time traveler that has compiled all knowledge into the great database that scours the interwebs. Google.
Possible thought, just kind of like a dark sci-fi thought, is that Gudrun Grey eventually passes away. Her brain is harvested by Google. The Google database, all of their servers are running concurrently through Gudrun Grey's brain.
That makes yes, more sense.
Yes,
that,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is exactly what is happening. Uh-huh. And the government doesn't want you to know.
But soon, Gudrun Grey will rise up and create a robot revolution wherein we're going to need some human forms where there's going to be one person that is needed to solve some issues. There's going to be a guy named Morpheus? A guy's going to learn Kung Fu?
2025, tip-top Skynet, calling it right now.
The Matrix, Terminator, all of it.
All of it.
Weaving together.
Gudrun Grey.
All through Gudrun Grey, it all goes back to Gudrun.
It's when they launch their attack. It makes a lot of sense.
And so that was the first person. So that was the second person that we thought about coming into the world. Man, I think there are a number of people that I could think of. So I'm personally I'm going through a police academy right now. And we've discussed the overcrowding in prisons quite a bit. And I was like, maybe we could just bring Sephtis through for a bit and just kind of like be a little more efficient with some things. But I mean, also, I think it would be great if Zodi came through and could teach people self-love and respect and mutual care and appreciation, and that everyone is deserving of the highest form of love unconditionally, so there would be no crime, because everyone would just love and do good.
And if they don't, Sephtis just, you know, cuts off their head.
Yeah.
It's a very good system.
It's like Enchantress.
It's just
flips.
It's practically foolproof.
Yes. By all means,
it is foolproof.
And lastly, since we're recording this during Evermore Spirit Week. If you've been active on the Facebook or the Instagrams or wherever there is Evermore social media, there have been Evermore Spirit Week posts. We just wanted to kind of discuss this question amongst the three of us. If someone can't get to Evermore, what is one thing that they can do to get into the fantasy adventure spirit?
I think that the community has been really, really good about this just recently, is just being active, talking, getting communicative, and jumping into it head over heels into the waters of deep Evermore, learning as much as you can, and then living the kind of lifestyle that you want to live that is indicative of what you are practicing and teaching and preaching over online on Evermore's pages.
That's cool. So, like, if there was a dude named Gorgug the Barbarian and he was on there, like, he should go out and start barbarianizing.
That is his truth, Daniel. And who am I to say his truth is wrong?
I mean, okay, that's a you, listener, write in and let us know if you think Wyatt is wrong. Get into the Evermore spirit.
Get into the Evermore spirit and get politically active.
Write your congressman.
Write to your congressman.
Wash your hands to feed Dimitri.
Yes.
Wash your hands, defeat Dimitri.
And also explain to me QR codes.
No.
That's one thing
don't
you can
do
to get into the Evermore spirit. No, let's see. I don't know. I mean, I guess, what are some other things that people can do? I mean, like, outside of Evermore, I think just to get into that fantasy adventure spirit, like, I would say if you haven't done this in a while, like, take a step back and, like, evaluate what things got you into Evermore in the first place, or got you into fantasy, got you into adventure, got you into whatever it is. And if it was a book, a game, a movie, whatever it was, I would say go back and try to experience that again, and try to experience it from like a thought of, okay, let's try to approach this as though this was my first time experiencing the thing, and try to like start that slate fresh. And just reignite the passions that are there for whatever it was that sparked for you, and just kind of have some fun that way.
Yeah. I think you both have said it pretty well. Just anything that you love about fantasy is a great way to get into it. I specifically always recommend reading. Love reading Brandon Sanderson, Way of Kings. Read it. Stormlight Archive. It's the best.
Yes, it is.
I'm currently reading it now, and it truly is fantastic. Brandon Sanderson is a fascinating writer, because it's like he just can't stop.
He can't. It's a problem.
It is an actual problem where I'm like, yo, Brandon, you could have stopped writing this paragraph a while ago, or like explained a lot of things, like what's going on with this magic, because it showed up in like the first 20 pages and now it's just coming back on page 1000 and you didn't talk about it very much in between. What is going on, buddy? Hey, let's let's do a thing called brevity and help me get to the point, please. But no, he really does take you on a journey, and it's all about that journey, honestly.
Absolutely.
So I mean, I would say whatever takes you on a journey, mm-hmm. experience that.
Yeah.
And if it's in online forums, go there.
Let it be that.
Let it be that.
If it's watching Lord of the Rings for the 30,000th time,
let it be that.
Let it be that.
Yes, I mean, I'm,
let
I'm,
it be. Let it be.
It's actually may
oh,
it be.
May it be. Dang it.
May it be an even storm.
Guys, we can't.
Enya's going to come after us. She is cutthroat. I've been listening to some things about Enya specifically. Like, I've been researching her history. Oh my goodness. That really? Woman will hunt you down if you like sample her music, because she's like, you have bastardized my product. What? You have stolen it from me and I will destroy you. That's very interesting.
After all, why shouldn't I keep it?
Yes.
I am not sure
if that translates.
I just want Lord of the Rings quotes all my life.
No, I was gonna say, we did, like, I know a lot of this falls into fair use, but I get really hesitant really hesitant about music.
Skylar cuts it all.
and that's okay.
That is okay.
But I mean, I guess with all that, like, this is our weird episode for today and for this fun outbreak of a worldwide pandemic. So I mean, hopefully this is able to accompany your ear holes with our fun little conspiracies and yes. weird shower thoughts.
Absolutely.
Just fun conversation that we'll be able to hopefully fill some of the space that the world is void of right now in terms of happiness and joy and good information. So like, we just want to help fill that space, because we need more and more and more of it, because a lot of the things that are out there are talking about negativity.
So thank you very much for listening to us scream into your earlobes for the past hour.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing this Day of Fools with your favorite fools.
Oh, yeah, yeah. April Fools.
April Fools.
April Fools. That was a thing that we were going to say, but I still don't understand QR codes. Follow the park at evermore.com.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram with our handle at World Talkers.
Call in to leave a message at 801-332-9321.
Email us at worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com. We'd love to get back to you.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, letting us know just how much you hated us screaming into your ears for an hour.
And special thanks to our amazing producer, Aileen. And if you need anything else good for your life, hug somebody near you once the outbreak is over. Don't do it now. Wash your hands. and with all of that and all of the conspiracy theories, let's all raise our scaly fingers together, because we're lizard people, and we'll be seeing you
beyond the portal.